Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm talking about Upstate Art Weekend, which takes place this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the second year of this exceptional program, which was founded by Helen Toomer of Stoneleaf Retreat, which is an artist residency space here in the Catskills. In this year's incarnation, 61 venues throughout the Hudson Valley on both sides of the Hudson River, from Chatham all the way to Garrison, are participating. So you'll be able to check out museum and gallery exhibitions, talks and special events, and many outdoor arts-related activities. Well-known cultural institutions are taking part. Art Omi, Olana, Thomas Cole National Historic Site, Hessel Museum of Art at Bard, Opus 40, Dia Beacon, and Storm King Arts Center, as well as some newcomers. I'm going to highlight a few of my own recommendations, and I'm going to start right here in the Northern Catskills and work my way south. So to begin, just opened in the village of Catskill, right on Water Street, is the eagerly awaited Foreland. This newly renovated complex spans over 85,000 square feet and houses multiple gallery spaces and artist studios. But there's a great story to the architecture. Erected in the mid-1800s, the Foreland buildings were first mills that produced uniforms for Union soldiers during the Civil War. And then after sitting dormant for decades, the three historic buildings that comprise the heart of Foreland have been reimagined as a new heartland for the contemporary art world by its fearless leader and true visionary, Steph Helmus, who spent 4 years painstakingly renovating and restoring the buildings. This weekend is the perfect moment to take a look at this extraordinary project and to go through all of the spaces. On view is their collaboration with NADA. So NADA stands for the New Art Dealers Alliance, and NADA is an international group of members, which is made up of galleries as well as individuals like professional independent curators. And their mission is to bring contemporary art to the general public. So at Foreland, NADA will showcase over 80 different galleries, nonprofits, and artist-run spaces who collectively will be presenting over 100 artists, with a focus on those working in the region of upstate New York. So, going from the massive of Foreland, we're heading to the mini. So, new in Uptown Kingston is a gem of a pop-up gallery called Airfield. It's a tiny little spot with some heavy-hitting artists, and it opened earlier this summer. Its current two-person show features the work of legendary and imaginative sculptor and Woodstock resident Arlene Sheckett. Also being shown is the work by Dyke Blair, whose intimate photorealistic paintings reflect daily existence with a dose of irony. Now, across the river in Rhinebeck is T-Space, which is a multidisciplinary nonprofit arts organization focused on the arts, education, design, and ecology. Founded by world-renowned architect Stephen Hall, that's H-O-L-L, T-Space is a place where visitors can view outdoor sculptural installations throughout the 30-acre reserve. When you're there, you can see experimental architecture. They have public programs like poetry readings, talks, and musical performances. But the real attraction is its treehouse-like contemporary gallery designed by Stephen Hall. And currently on view is a stunning show by the artist and architect Anthony Titus, who's created these monochromatic compositions that live somewhere between painting and sculpture. And the way that these works look in this particular space just just the way that the architecture is organized and the integration of natural light. It's very beautiful. And for Upstate Art Weekend, it's the first time that T-Space will be opening its doors of its architectural archive and research library. I've seen it, and it's a real treasure trove of thousands of books and Stephen Hall's own architectural models. It's a real treat to see. If you go back into my Hudson Valley Word of Mouth audio archive, you can find my interview with the curator and director, Susan Whitey's. Another favorite place of mine is the museum on the campus of Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, which I've been visiting for the past 25 years. You know when you discover a piece of art in a museum that's part of their collection and you can visit it over and over and over again like you would an old friend? Well, for me, there's a gorgeous little still life painting of Two Figs by Georgia O'Keeffe that I have visited and revisited many times. And in full disclosure, I'll be visiting Vassar and its museum more this fall when my very smart niece Lily enters her junior year. Did you know that Vassar was the first college or university in the entire country to include an art museum as part of its original plan? The center was then named in honor of the building's primary donor, the famous philanthropist Francis Lehman Loeb, who was a member of the class of 1928. And the Loeb Art Center has a staggering collection of over 22,000 works. There are a few shows currently on view, but I can't wait to see the one of Robert Rauschenberg's large-scale screen prints from 1970. It's a real time capsule, as he took newspaper clippings, headlines from the day, advertisements, and then superimpose them into these collage-like images. And then featured alongside his work is Kurt Schwitters, Lee Freelander, Walker Evans, Ray Johnson, James Rosenquist, and Andy Warhol. But at Vassar, and one of the reasons why I go back so often, in addition to my favorite Georgia O'Keeffe painting, is that I'm always enamored by its photography presentations, which take a deep and often heady dive into examining the medium itself, like its most recent show called Photo Currents, Media, Circulation, Spectacle. Ever since its invention almost two centuries ago, photography has turned newsworthy events into consumable spectacles. And for anyone interested in the radical transformation of popular media with the rise of the internet, citizen journalism, and social media, this is definitely a show for you. So next stop, heading out of Poughkeepsie, going to Newburgh. So there's two places in Newburgh I'd like to recommend. The first is the Elijah Wheat Showroom, an artist-run gallery space located in a giant industrial building right on the Hudson River, directly across from Beacon, and founded by Carolina Wheat and Liz Nielsen. And Elijah Wheat Showroom is named after their late son, Elijah. You may remember Liz from my recent interview with her when she was exhibiting her super colorful abstract photograms at Art Austerlitz, which is also part of Upstate Art Weekend. Little sidebar, Art Austerlitz is based in Columbia County, and it's actually an old church built in 1853 and part of the Austerlitz Historical Society. Anyway, back in Newburgh, Liz and her partner Carolina continue to outdo themselves with edgy and progressive shows. Opening this weekend on the ground floor in this kind of Kunsthalle space is a presentation of ceramic sculptures by Ashley Lyon, who's an artist who lives and works in Newburgh. And then just a few floors up is a show of intimate photorealistic graphic drawing by Francis Waite. Now, in Newburgh, a few blocks away from Elijah Wheat's showroom, is the latest presentation by Strong Room. Founded by Kelly Schreyer, who's also been a guest of the show, Strong Room is a nonprofit arts organization producing site-specific contemporary art installations and public programs throughout the city. Right now, you can experience a magical secret urban garden and plant concert conceived by the artist Martin Roth. He tragically died very young, just as he was to begin the project's installation inside one of the city's most historic buildings. The site is a now abandoned structure that was originally built as a private home in 1852 by one of America's most influential landscape designers and horticulture writers, Andrew Jackson Downing. together with architect and landscape designer Calvert Vaux. The house was later converted into the Newburg City Club. It suffered a terrible fire and was swallowed up by nature, with a jungle of trees growing inside and vines of ivy crawling up the exterior walls. Even though it remains without a roof, this massive brick structure is significant, as it's one of the last standing buildings by Andrew Jackson Downing. So what Martin Roth envisioned and started, and what Kelly Schreyer has completed, is a botanical wonderland amid this architectural ruin. So what Kelly's done, along with the help of others, is to complete the plan that she got from Martin to plant certain plants, flowers, and trees alongside the mature trees that are already growing out of this roofless structure. Among the piles of brick and trees and plants is the sound installation. So it's a concert made by the trees, and this is how it works. So according to Martin Roth's specification, these sensors were attached to the trees at the root and then up into the leaves. And these sensors transform electrical frequencies into musical notes, which are broadcast through speakers. So this ambient sound creates a plant concert, and it's one of the most meditative and sublime art experiences I've ever had. And the juxtaposition between the city, this historic building, and then entering the secret garden is incredible. And the historical relevance of this building, and both Andrew Jackson Downing's and Martin Roth's shared intention for architecture and nature to live in harmony, can really be experienced. I love this work. So within all of the amazing participating venues of Upstate Art Weekend, I recommend them all, but I just wanted to share with you some of my personal highlights, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.